Are you ready for another Redwood County rodeo coming up? Fair rodeo.
Yeah, we'll be ready for it. It's just, you know, we'll be home a few days and then we'll just jump right back in. So
you brought a friend today, didn't you?
Yeah, I brought Chad.
He and I have talked many, many times over the years, but never in person. Good to have you finally in studio.
Thank you.
You bet. Talk about what about this year's Redwood County Fair Rodeo? Two big nights again.
Yep, two big nights. Actually, one night, one afternoon. A couple changes this year. We're doubling our added money. So that's basically, there's 50-plus rodeos across the board in Nebraska, and that's going to put us at the top of the list. We co-approved it with Colorado this year. So you should get the top contestants from Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado, a few from Oklahoma, Iowa. Doubling that added money, like I say, should fill our performances. We are moving Sunday to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, hopefully to benefit just the community a little bit. Long week affair, that 8 o'clock per Sunday night. Everybody's got to go to work Monday, so we'll move that to 2 o'clock. And then immediately following the perf on Sunday, we're having mutton busting in the same arena. So them kids can jump right in there after that last bull bucks. They'll run in and have button busting for the whole crowd also.
So that means kind of a short turnaround time for a lot of the competitors going from Saturday night to Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and everybody will just compete once.
Okay.
So you'll have guys up Saturday night, and then they'll go to other rodeos. That Sunday perf will allow guys sometimes to maybe work two rodeos on a Sunday. We're just trying to make it better for spectators, get the best guys we can here, and then fill them perfs. So it should be good.
But when you have added money into the purse, that's what they're looking for, right?
I could see the top guys in every association being here for sure.
All right.
That's the first thing you look for, so.
Lori, look, it's going to be dynamite, isn't it, two nights?
It's going to be. It's always good. We have Tommy Phillips from Phillips Radio Company. He's been doing it forever. He's a good friend, and they always bring great stock. They have good calves, good steers, great bucking horses and bulls, so it will be a good show. Going to hopefully get a few of those guys that maybe won't usually come because it doesn't work in their schedule. Maybe, you know, try to make it work better. And hopefully the flexibility that Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon will help them work other rodeos and fit us in too.
These guys and gals, I should say, go to a lot of events during the summertime, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I would say we're going to 6 rodeos that week, just ourselves. So there's a lot going on. And the first thing you look at is added money. You know, the stock you're going to get to run. So with Phillips Rodeo Company, like she said, multiple times, stock contractor of the year, it's a pretty easy pick to put McCook on your board first. So should be great.
Some big names. I mean, some names?
Blair Jones won every association last year. He's dang sure going to be here. I'd say the top five in every event. We'll be competing here Saturday or Sunday.
We haven't taken entries yet, so we don't really have a list this year. But sometimes we catch, you know, especially where we added more money, we might catch a few of the PRCA guys coming from Cheyenne and stuff. So hopefully maybe that'll catch their attention and they'll drop down in here. I mean, we've had Joe Beaver here before. We've had, you know, some big names, you know, and Riley Pruitt is doing really great. I don't know if he'll be able to fit us in, but if he can, he probably will show up and stuff. And he's right now in the top, you know, top 15 in the world in tie downs. So, and he's a Nebraska boy. So hopefully we'll get some of those guys to maybe fit us in.
Some of these competitors you've been associated with for many, many years. You've seen these guys and gals as kids, and now they're adults, and maybe they're getting their kids involved, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Hopefully Parker will get his partner lined up, and he'll be hopefully roping and stuff. He's kind of been, you know, not able to go, so it's been hard for him to find a partner since he was gone over the 4th. He went to the Little Britches Finals, and then he's gone this week, so, it's hot, you know, he's working on getting his partner lined up, and I'm sure he will be competing and along with other high school kids. There's a lot of high school kids that will be coming to McCook because of that money.
And the future of rodeo is in good hands, isn't it, in Nebraska, isn't it?
It is. We have great kids rodeoing, you know, and we're at the top of our game. We have tons of good steer wrestlers. We have great breakaway ropers. We have some good rough stock riders coming up. And of course, team ropers.
Just finding a partner, it's tough when you live in one town and your buddy lives 4 hours away. That's kind of tough to practice, isn't it, sometimes?
It is, but, you know, they just practice individually, then they come together and work as a team. So
you'll have some young guys and gals. You'll have some of the older ones,
you'll
too.
You'll get veterans, young kids, everything. Some pro guys, amateurs. It'll be a mix of everybody.
Now, Community Hospital is going to have their big night, Pink Out Night, as well, aren't they?
Yes, yep. We do a cancer awareness. That'll go on also. We've got Caleb Dornkamp. He's one of the better announcers that will be out there. This will be his third year, I think, doing the fair rodeo.
Yeah.
He got a start up here with Garrett at the March rodeo, so he tries to make it back every time he can.
It's good to have a great announcer doing it, isn't it? It makes the rodeo.
He works with the crowd well.
Yeah.
He does a lot of pro rodeos now. It's really good. It makes your rodeo flow with him and Phillips Rodeo Company and everything else. This rodeo committee is spot on, keeping things rolling. So it should be an action pack, 2 hour perf easy both days.
Yeah,
so
you couldn't do this by yourself, could you?
Oh, heck no.
Yeah.
Nope, not at all.
No, thank goodness we have sponsors that, continue to contribute to help us add the money that we're adding.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our Red Willow County Fair Board and Giles and everyone there at the fairgrounds, they do a great job, too.
That's been a really consistent event over the years for the fair, is that two nights, and, of course, this year, night and day of the rodeo. That's been one of the big events.
Yeah, I saw your post where you were giving some tickets away, and almost everyone wanted to come to the rodeo. That was their favorite thing they were looking forward to, so that's awesome, and it makes us all happy and makes us work a little harder.
Well, we'll cross our fingers for a night, that first night Saturday, in the daytime, that the weather is going to be ideal for the week.
Yep.
And should say.
Sounds good.
You bet.
You can get your tickets there at the fair board, the fairgrounds, or they got them online. And they also bundled derby tickets, concert tickets, and rodeo tickets for both nights. It's really cheap for what you're getting right there for the entertainment. So.
Yep, Giles gave us some all access passes to give away so that you can cover every night of the fair all the events of the fair.
Yep.
You bet.
Sure.
There'll be concessions there, I take it, as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep, concessions. We have a Slack, 8 o'clock Sunday morning. Anybody, it's free, be timed events. Anybody wants to come watch just, probably 3-4 hours of timed events, there'll be concessions open for that also.
All right. And of course, after or before or after the events, either day, there's food booths and everything. You want to visit those folks at the fair. We always encourage that.
Yep.
Yes.
You bet.
So, and we're just looking forward to it and praying for rain to, make sure it's not too dry and hot.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a lot of folks probably starting to get that arena in ready to go for in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, somewhat. Giles, they do a great job there. Mm-hmm. They have a derby before us, and then they have a concert after that. So when that concert's over Friday night, they have to turn around and prepare it for us for Saturday. So by no means is it ready for us yet. He's got to set up for the derby first, then the concert, and then us. But they do a great job.
So
they can turn that around so fast.
So besides the Red Willow County Fair, help out with other fairs and the rodeos too?
I'm still competing. So, we've been to probably 20-some rodeos already this summer.
Wow.
We'll go to probably 6 or 7 just that week. But so involved in rodeo, but this is the only one really necessarily helping with.
That's your summer, every summer.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the rodeos. I know that's your summer.
It's my summer.
Following kids and everything and following on what they're doing.
Yep. So that's where I'm headed to tonight. We'll head to Rock Springs. And if you want to watch Parker, you can catch it on the Cowboy Channel app. I think you can buy it for like $10 a month if you don't have the subscription already. And you can go and watch it there.